Do you ever wonder why there is music at religious services? After all, the gatherings at religious venues, churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, are for worship. So readings, prayers, sermons, and celebratory actions such as communion would seem to be all that is needed. So, what is the role of music? Well, first, music connects mind and heart, intellect and emotion. It is a source of sensory recalls. These lines from the piece we are about to hear say it well. My life flows on in endless song. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? What types of religious music do we have? First, there is the formal, high-quality music involving choirs, soloists, organs, and other instruments. It is classical. Then there is semi-formal music, such as chants and responses, integrated into the worship service. Then there is less formal music, with hymns the obvious example. These are clearly participatory, guided by instruments in choir or cantor, with participation by everyone, whether skilled in music or not. That's the music view of it. But again, why is there music in religious services? Here's the answer. Religious life and observation is not a matter of intellectual curiosity. It is about living and breathing. At a worship service, the good news is conveyed via three media: scripture, liturgy, and music. And it is music that gets to the essence of our souls. As a hymn by Charles Wesley says, "Jesus, the name that charms our fears and bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace." Indeed, it was Wesley and the Methodists who developed the focus of religious music as an expression of personal feelings in relation to the divine. Hymns before had been mainly a paraphrase of biblical text. Now hymns became contemporary in text and using popular and readily singable tunes. So again, music connects mind and heart, intellect and emotion. The texts and the tunes prompt pondering, then lead to acts of love and kindness. Thus, music contributes to people being good. The concluding musical piece of a religious service often conveys the essence: go forth to love and serve. And so, to use lyrics from our next piece, "No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since love commands both heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?"